This is Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen. Munson Medical Center in Traverse City has been given the lowest mark from Consumer Reports in a new ranking on surgical safety. The report appears in the September issue of the magazine. Munson found itself in the bottom six of more than 80 Michigan hospitals, a ranking that surprised hospital officials who say that doesn't mesh with other rankings that have been based on similar numbers.
Ironically, Consumer Reports, in the last 6 months, rated us as the number one hospital in the state for safety, and it's with pretty much the same data.
Dr. Douglas McKay is medical director of quality at Munson. He says the hospital wants to get a look at the specific methods researchers with Consumer Reports use to draw the most recent conclusions on surgical safety. What we know is that the magazine used numbers from Medicare, the number of patients who died in the hospital, and also the number of patients who stayed longer than expected after surgery. I asked McKay whether that's a commonly accepted way to judge patient safety.
Yeah, those would be two things that people look at. The thing that's interesting is, again, the results don't match what others have found. For instance, using Medicare data, which they reportedly did, if you go to the Medicare site, which has been around for quite a while, our serious complication rate is better than the U.S. national rate, and our deaths among patients with serious treatable complications is no different than the U.S. national rate. And so that's why I said it's discordant. It's hard to figure how that translates into the rankings that we receive from Consumer Reports. So, those are common types of data that are looked at.
Do you have concerns about the fact that this ranking has gone out? Do you think that people will pay attention to it as they choose where to get a surgery?
Well, certainly, and it's I don't think I worry about it in terms of will they choose Munson or not. Where I worry about it is consumer confidence, and when I say that, most people in Northern Michigan and certainly in this area are still going to elect to receive care here, and rightly so. I moved my family here, and I'm very confident in the quality of care, and I'm happy to have family. In fact, I've moved parents here just for the quality of the medical care. But for many who are already planning or have received care, I'm concerned that it gives them pause. And as we get multiple reporting agencies giving health grades and rankings, there's going to be divergence, and that can be frustrating or disconcerting to people who are trying to decide where to receive care. It's much easier to provide objective data, for instance, on a tire. Consumer Reports has done this, and that's a very objective thing. You can take the same model of car, put different tires on, and measure stopping distances and give very objective data. Unfortunately, healthcare is a lot more complex than that, and it does lend itself to more variation. And I think when we see something like this, what we have to say is, okay, why did we rank here? See if we can get the methodology and see, this is a different measure than what others have used. We don't know if it's better or worse. Only time will tell, but we need to look at it and analyze it ourselves and see, was there something we could have done better? Not necessarily just because of a ranking, but because it's the right thing to do for patients and patient care.
It kind of begs the question, because we're just starting to get a little bit more information out there about health outcomes and outcomes in the hospital. And I'm just wondering, from a more philosophical standpoint, how valuable is all of this information to consumers?
Yeah, I think we would all like to have something that we could really rely on to provide guidance. The issue always comes up, what is the best measure and the most valid or reliable? And it's a very difficult thing to achieve. So that philosophically, we would love to have some type of valid, reliable comparison for people making healthcare decisions. The problem is getting to that point where it really is useful. And in the meantime, I think there will be, and I think for a long time, we'll see these types of discrepancies, which will actually just be confusing to patients seeking healthcare.
Dr. McKay, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Linda.
Dr. Douglas McKay is Medical Director of Quality at Munson Medical Center. Hospital leaders were surprised to be one of six Michigan hospitals to receive Consumer Reports' lowest ranking in surgical safety. It's the first time the magazine's conducted this study. Results are published in the September issue. Researchers with the magazine acknowledge the rankings are not a perfect measurement, saying they want access to better data. But they also call the national survey an important first step toward helping patients be better informed. I'm Linda Steffen. This is All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio.